Some antibiotics, anti-inflammatory drugs, those for fungal infections and hypertension, as well as some painkillers, may result in a phototoxic or photosensitive effect.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Folge der Serie Englisch for PTA beschäftigt sich thematisch mit Hautkrebs. Ein Apothekenkunde möchte dazu beraten werden, weil Hautkrebs in seiner Familie bereits aufgetreten ist. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kunde und frischen Sie Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, klicken Sie auf www.das-pta-magazin.de/englisch. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören.
Good morning. I'd like some advice on how to protect against skin cancer. Some older members of my family have needed treatment.
As effective sun filters have only been available since the 80s, the older generation have often accumulated considerable skin damage due to the ultraviolet light. That is why there are so many cases these days. This is the main cause, but there are other factors that contribute to the risk of skin cancer, such as being exposed to toxic substances or having a condition that weakens the immune system.
Could you give me an example for toxic substances?
Some medical conditions require treatment that is phototoxic or makes the skin more sensitive to sunlight. Are you taking any medication at the moment?
I take the occasional painkiller and I've just finished taking a course of antibiotics for bladder infection.
Some antibiotics, anti-inflammatory drugs, those for fungal infections and hypertension, as well as some painkillers, may result in a phototoxic or photosensitive effect. As you have only taken the antibiotic for a few days, and you've already finished it, I don't see an additional risk.
So, what can I do?
The best advice I can give you is to avoid direct exposure to ultraviolet rays whenever possible, especially around midday. Stay out of the sun and don't use tanning beds.
That's not so easy. I work outdoors.
In that case, a broad spectrum sunscreen with a sun protection factor of 30 or higher should be applied liberally every 2 hours, and you should wear protective clothing, a wide-brimmed hat, and textiles with an ultraviolet protection factor of 50. Don't forget that the skin can burn even if the sun is not visible.
How can I recognize skin cancer?
Examine your body yourself from head to toe about once a month using mirrors. Look for new spots or blemishes that are raised or have changed in appearance since you last checked. Ask a partner or friend to look at parts you can't see yourself. Keep a record of your findings and visit a dermatologist at least once every 2 years. With your family history of skin cancer and an outdoor job, I would recommend a yearly check. Look out for actinic keratosis, a condition with rough scaly patches on the skin. Nowadays, it can be treated effectively, and there are special sun creams available. Left untreated, the risk of it turning into a skin cancer called squamous cell carcinoma is about 5 to 10%.
Thank you very much. Could you now show me a suitable sunscreen, please?
With pleasure.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.